We went through the beginning of Sefer Koheles, which is the Sefer we learn on Sukkot. Chazal will misaken to go through it on Shabbos Chol HaMoed. So obviously there's a connection. We spent a lot of time last Elul connecting Koheles to Sukkot. So we're going to continue now where we left off. Those of you that want to keep up, we're going to mitzvah Hashem start tomorrow Perek Gimel. We left off at the end of Perek Beis. Shouldn't we have a little more volume there? What? Oh, not so much. Beseda. Okay. So here is maybe one of the most difficult statements Shlomo HaMelech makes in Koheles. We spoke a lot about last year that Chazal found Sefer Koheles to be a very difficult Sefer. Meaning to put the messages together. And that's why Chazal almost went to such an extreme. Bikshu Chachomim, Lignoi Sefer Koheles. They almost buried it. They put it in the Gnize. Because the Lashon of Chazal is they found Shlomo HaMelech's words, Seisrim Zezeh. Obviously, with the way to learn that Gemara in Bava Basra and the Medrash Rabbah, doesn't mean that Chazal fought Chas v'Shalom, Shlomo HaMelech is contradicting himself. What they meant was, the way it reads, the way it sounds, is Seislim Zezeh. So therefore they were going to bury the Sefer. That's how right Chazal went when it came to Sefer Koheles. So in these couple of psukim, you can understand where Chazal were coming from. So let's just read what he says here at the end of the perek. He says like this. He says, "V'soneisi es achayim." So the literal translation means, "I hate life." So it sounds very depressing. "Soneisi es achayim, ki ra lo yamaisa shenasa tachas Hashem." Because I don't like what's going on. Poshup says, "I don't like what's going on. Things are not going great." Memele, "Soneisi es achayim." And he ends and he says, "Ki yesh odom shamoi b'chochmo b'das u'b'kishrin." He ends off them by saying, sometimes there's somebody who taka has a very worthwhile life. Who is that? Comes the Medrash Rabbah, and the Medrash Rabbah says, "Who is this?" So psikta. Found in the Psikta. Ze b'tzalul sh'ozes ha-mishkon b'chochmo b'das. So Chazal tell us that Shlomo HaMelech all of a sudden jumps to b'tzalul. B'tzalul was the one that did the mishkon. And Taka the Pasuk says, b'tzalul. Imali yoseh b'ruach l'kim b'chochmo b'tfuno b'kom alocha. So him, Shlomo HaMelech, is praising at least his amelus. He says, then Moshe took the credit at the end. Says, "Heki Moshe's a Mishkan," but he gives Bezalel credit. So obviously, why is he picking Dafkan Bezalel? There were many Gedolei Olam that lived in all generations, including in the generation of Bezalel. What's wrong with Yishuv Ben Nun? Nah, not Kohen. Osniel Ben Kenaz, Kolev Ben Yefuneh. What's he picking on Bezalel for? If he goes back, he could go back to the others, the Shvatim. Why is he Dafka zeroing in on the Chochmah of Bezalel? And the Amelus that he did, that's something. So I'll tell you a beautiful pshat that I once saw from Rav Reinfeld, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, Choshev Rav, years ago lived in Muncie, and I had a shaychus to him. The Talmud of Reuven Grzovsky. So he said over a very nice pshat, stam, in Shlomo HaMelech. When Shlomo HaMelech says, Soneisi es achayim, I hate life. Obviously, each one of these messages has some important point to it. What's he trying to say? So he said like this, there's a famous letter that the Rambam wrote to his son. And in that letter, the Rambam writes, he praises some people that die earlier. And the Rambam says, you should know that those people that die younger, they were mashlim the tafkid. They finished up their purpose in this world. So in a sense, the whole world is a prisoner. Let's look at things idealistically. The whole world is a hallway, right? It's a hallway to get to the Olam Haba. And you're here to fix up. That's our purpose to be here. Very often those areas in life that we find the hardest, right? Whether it's Lashon Hara, Ben Amla Chaveri, Hasmada, Tefillah, those could be the reasons why we're here, to fix those things. Usually that's the way it is, actually. The things that we find hardest to do are the things we had to fix. And then we fix it, we're ready to go back to it. Ready to go to the prison. I'm talking about idealistically. Of course, human emotions don't work like that. I'm talking about idealistically. So the Rambam said very poshut. If a guy dies early, could very well be, he finished his purpose. He's mashlim himself. And faket, a guy who's hanging around for a while, Nebuch, he's not finished. So looking from a very idealistic level, you could say that a guy who dies early is a takelt, tavele bracha. He got his job done. So Weinfeld wanted to say that that's what Shlomo Melech was really saying here. He was talking in the same language as the Rambam was talking to his son. So maybe he's a chayim. I hate life. Meaning, I hate to have to be here. Means I didn't finish my tafkid. Means I didn't finish my job. It's too mamish idealistically. That's what Shlomo Melech was talking about. The tachlis is to be in the next world. Haskin atzmecha. Fix yourself here. Kadesh shetikones. So that's what he wants to say. That doesn't give us any enlightenment here. Why he brings in Bezalel and what's going on, what's behind it. It doesn't give us any. But the truth is that Rav Weinfeld's message is not such a simple thing. Number one, we know Gedolei Tanoim, before they left the world, they were crying. That they're leaving a world of opportunity. They're leaving this world. They weren't happy to leave this world. They wanted to hang out here. They also learned Sefer Kehelos. They wanted to be here. Some of the Gaonim, they also cried when they died. The famous Vilna Gaon picked up his tzitzis. He said, for a couple of cents, I could be Mekayim HaMitzvah. Once you leave the world, it's gone. Loyeg L'Rosh. We're now not even weird tzitzis in Beis HaKfaras. Because we're making fun of the Mason that don't have the opportunity. So on the one hand, idealistically, it's true what the Rambam is saying. On the other hand, it's a world of opportunity to be here. We see Gedolei Yisrael, they didn't want to leave. So where do you draw the line? So I'll explain to you as follows, on a deeper level. Okay? What's the purpose of doing another mitzvah, and another mitzvah, another mitzvah? That's why they were crying, because they have more opportunities to do more mitzvahs. What's the purpose? So we know that all the mitzvahs were given kedei letzachef es habrias. All the mitzvahs were given to make us better people. Every mitzvah. Every mitzvah is there. Lo nitna Torah mitzvahs liYisrael ola kedei letzachef. To make us better. Through the Torah mitzvahs, we become more complete. So going back to the Rambam, the Rambam wasn't arguing that every mitzvah has tremendous value, but he was saying, listen, the mitzvah is there to give you shleimus. And once you finish the picture, and you're complete, so what's the tachlis? Noch ha-mitzvah, what's the tachlis? So here's a critical line. Does anybody remember what the Chochmas Bezalel was? It's a Gemara in Brachas, and the Brachas. Mustamed Olam remembers it. Huh? Yeah. So what was the Chochmah? He corrected something that Moshe Rabbeinu said, right? Moshe Rabbeinu came and he said that first build a Kelim and then build a Beis HaMikdash. And Bezalel switched the order. Bezalel told Moshe Rabbeinu, I don't think that's the order. He said, how can I do that? Where am I putting the Kelim? Heichan Achmise. I'm going to build Kelim where I'm going to put the furniture. He says, a person builds a house, what does he do? First buy furniture? You don't know where to put them. First you have to build a house, then you can put furniture. Moshe Rabbeinu is Mispoil. Moshe Rabbeinu is so impressed with Bezalel. He goes, wow, Bezalel Kehel Yisrael. What a goyim. What a goyim you are. The Gemara there says, he knew how to be Mitzal if the letters of Shemayim Varetz, how the world was created. That was a Pella. Pella. That's so impressive. That's Aleph Beis. That's Aleph Beis. If I went and told you, you don't first buy furniture, first you build a house. Then you could furnish it. Don't buy furniture without the house. Would you say, wow, Chachmas Bezalel. Unbelievable wisdom. What would you say about him? Michael Mashmal, Peshitta, of course. That's all Bezalel did. He even used a worldly example. What do you do? Why is Moshe Rabbeinu so bewildered by Bezalel's Chachma? Wow, he's a genius. He's a genius. He's Bezalel. More than a genius. He knows the oisiest that Hashem created the world. So I gave a Poshet Pshat, which I think is Mamish to Nekudi Yer Shlem. Poshet Pshat. We know Ha'olam Hazeh was Nivra with which letter? The Gemara says in Menachos, Behei. The world was created with a Hey. Why was the world created with a Hey? Hashem created the world with a Hey that whoever wants to leave could leave. Meaning you don't have to stay. It doesn't mean in the world, it means in Hashkofas. Hashem gave us the free range. You realize the Kol Yachol, the Eibishter, could have made a very simple world. The second you do a chet, you're gone. It makes more sense, by the way. Makes more sense. Melech Shemachah, Kvodik Vedimachol. Second, a guy goes, he eats without a bracha, gone. Chokes. Kotev. Doesn't even have to choke. Could die without choking. You want to make it look natural, so he'll choke on his food. Gone. You know, some people, bracha. You won't have no problem with that. The guy just eats, and boom, he's gone. And guess what? Very few people will eat without a bracha. Right? But the Eibishter didn't create the world that way. He created the world that a person can leave the world. A person could leave the world. He can leave the Olam Hatar. He made a big opening. Anybody who wants could leave. That's why he created the world with a hay. The Gemara says, and why Dafka? What's the mile of a hay? Ches also is built like that. Ches also has a bottom, you could just go out. Yeah, but a hay has a mile. Has a side entrance over there. Right? So anybody who wants could come back in. Because you could leave if you want. Then if you do tshuva, you climb back in, there's a side entrance over there. There's a secret entrance where you go in. I always do that. I'll tell you a secret. Whenever I go to a chasm, the first second I get there, I look for an emergency exit. Because I know from the time I leave the chuppah till I get to my car, it could take an hour if I meet too many people on the way. A lot of times people ask me afterwards, I saw the rav by the chuppah and then I didn't see it. They think it's a miracle. I'm telling you, I don't have a kameya. I have nothing. I have a simple thing. I come to chasm, I find out where's the emergency door. And there's usually an emergency door right out of the chuppah room. And that's what happens. And I'm out. Please don't tell it to anybody. Like, I'm there. I get this question. I literally believe Guzman, 50% of chassas I go to, somebody comes over me a day or two later, and they go, what happened to you? After the chuppah, they think I put on from the maral, a kameya, and that's it. I'm gone. No. Simple. Loi navi or noichi, loi ben navi. Okay? So Zok the Gemara, that the reason why Hashem created the world with a A is that he could come easily back in. Frekab Yenis and Ibishes. Come on, what is this funny language here? Go in, go out. Maybe come back through the same door you went out of. It's closer. If you jumped out of the bottom, just come right back up, or you have to go from the top sideways. My case, I could go out over there, so it's easier to go out. But you fell out from the bottom, just go right back in. What do you need the side door? Listen to Goinus from Rabbi Yehuda and Ibishitz. He says, Hashem created the world in a way that it's very easy to make a mistake. Why did Hashem do it that way? For two reasons. Number one, to give schar to all of us that we do the right thing, even though we have free will. If a person didn't have free will, they wouldn't get schar. Number two, he says, we have a good excuse. If a person makes a mistake, he could say, listen, Hashem, you made the world so easy to make a mistake. Made a mistake. Then he says like this. When a person does tshuva, it's very hard to go right back in. Very often you have to slowly work your way in. You can't just turn around and one day be a different person. He says, that's what a doorway is. A doorway is a barrier between two rooms. So Hashem created the world in a way that if you went out, you could come in slowly. The top of the hay, you don't have to go right into the letter. The ches, you're in there. The hay, you could be right by the Tzuras HaPesach there. Hashem made the world in a way you could slowly enter. You don't have to jump right into the letter. You could slowly. First you get rid of your iPod. Slowly. Some people, if I can't, they try to get rid of the iPod and get a better one. They can get more tshachkalach. Some people downgrade. Slowly. Goes through the side. That's the entrance on the side. Azoi zokter b'yenis and aibishitz. It's b'yenis and aibishitz. But Saul came to Moshe with a pasha at the time. Moshe Rabbeinu was a malach. Chetziv l'malach l'kim, like Chazal say. Moshe was able to go right to the Kalim. He was able to jump right into the Mishkan and be the Kalim representing Avodah, the inside, the premium. Moshe was able to do everything. But Saul came and he said, it's good for you, Moshe. But Klai Yisrael, they need the first the Chitzaynis. The Mishkan has to be built in a way where they could first make it in from the outside. You know, they came to the Malbim. They once came to the Malbim. And they told the Malbim, hey, look at Malbim. What do you do with the people in the halls? They had a shul. The people out in the hallway, they used to schmooze. What do we do with them? What do we do with them? It's still a problem. The Manal is still working with that. So this problem was ready for the Malbim. So they asked the Malbim, should they tell these people that they can't walk into the building? So the Malbim came and he said no. He said it's a pasuk in Tehil. He said, David HaMelech says, Shesilim beveis Hashem. There are those that are madregen to be planted in the Beis Medrash. Shesilim beveis Hashem. They're planted. Shosel means planted. Keitz shosel apal geimayim. But he said, B'chatzuis Elokeinu. Even those that are in the courtyard, Yafrichu, they'll also blossom. They'll eventually make it in. They'll eventually. They're blossoming. You may not see it, but they're blossoming. B'chatzri silikeinu yafrich. Rav Yehudah and Aibishin says, that's the hay. The hay is you can come in slowly. But Saul was telling Moshe, the world, for the world, you need a chitzenis. You can't go straight to the Aron and the Kalim. Obviously, he wasn't just symbolizing the making of the Kalim. It was symbolizing the whole Aveda. This is all from Rav Yehudah and Aibishin. Now it's so gishmak why the Gemara says, Yodea Moshe, Yodea Betzalel, Oysi Shenivu Boishamayim Varetz. He understood. Hashem created the world in a way for people that have to make it slowly in. And he tied that into the Mishkan. Kam Shlomo Melech, and he says like this, your Shlemos has a limit. And if you could do it quicker, kol hakavod. But if you're busy making other people Shlemim, if you're working on other people's shlemus, then it's a gevaldik mila to still be here. Then it's not a deficiency the fact that you're hanging out in this world. If your life is a life where you're helping other people be mashlim themselves, then it's a mila. The longer you're here, the better it is. Kam Shlomo Melech says, if it's your life, if it's my life, then fakir, the quicker the job gets done. But Yesh Adam Chacham like Bezalel, that wasn't just busy for Tikkun Atzmai. He was worried, how are the people going to, how are the sack in the world? For that, even the length, the longer it takes, the better it is. And the Neil the Gdoli Olam that were being the sack in the world, they wanted a chaparayim. There's never an end to that. And that's what we have to try to do in our lives. Every day of our lives has to be not just on ourselves, And the more we focus on other people, the more siyata d'shmaya we get. The fuller our life gets. Not only in length of days, but our life becomes fuller. Becomes more shlemistic. The more our lives... Rabbi Yankov always used to say, the reason why Birchas HaTorah, why do we start talking about other people? So Rabbi Yankov said, you get a different siyata d'shmaya if you're learning for other people as well. So right when you make a Birchas HaTorah, you say, I'm not just for me. And that's the beauty in the yeshiva, as you could feel now these first couple of days of Zman. Every single person in this room that's fasting and learning is not just doing for themselves. They're being mashlim achirim. And that could be pshat chomi sho'eskim b'tzorchei tzibur. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu yarech yameihem, because it's not just for them, it's for others.